This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted that Jammu and Kashmir will be free of terrorism under the Narendra Modi government. Replying to the discussion in the Rajya Sabha yesterday on India's successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, Mr. Shah said that strong action will be taken against terrorist and terror infrastructure will be raised to the ground.
ऐसा जघन्य अपराध कभी नहीं हुआ। धर्म के नाम पर पूछकर चूम चूम कर इनके परिजनों के सामने मरे छोटी बच्चियां, छोटे बच्चे, वृद्ध माँ, उनकी पत्नियां, उनकी बहनें, इस सब के सामने मारा गया। और क्यों मारा गया? क्योंकि वो संदेश देना चाहते थे कि टेररिज्म से मुक्त हम कश्मीर को नहीं होने। सदन से उनको संदेश देना चाहता हूँ, कश्मीर आतंकवाद से मुक्त होकर रहेगा, ये नरेंद्र मोदी का संकल्प।
The Home Minister lauded the role of armed forces and security agencies for successful Operation Mahadev, in which three terrorists involved in Pahalgam terror attack were neutralized. He said that Pakistan's striking capabilities were destroyed during Operation Sindoor and it was brought to its knees. Commending Union Minister J.P. Nadda's explanation during the Operation Sindoor Rajya Sabha debate, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the central government responded to the Pahalgam terrorist attack with full resolve. Addressing the Rajya Sabha's Operation Sindoor debate, Leader of the House Jagat Prakash Nadda sketched a bold comparison between the preceding decade 2004-2014 and the present era 2014-2025, highlighting India's robust transformation in national security, military response and political will.
Other than Jammu Kashmir, sare desh mein terrorist attack band ho gaye hain. Is baat ko humko samajh lena chahiye. Terror incidents 2004 se 14 7217, 2015 se 2025 2150, 80% ka reduction hua hai.
The 20th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme will be released on Saturday. In this regard, a high-level meeting was held in New Delhi yesterday under the chairmanship of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. The meeting reviewed the preparations for the event and to ensure that the benefit reaches the maximum number of farmers. The event will be led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. The Banking Laws Amendment Act 2025 aimed at improving governance standards in the banking sector and ensuring enhanced protection for depositors and investors will come into effect from tomorrow. The Finance Ministry said that the Act, notified on April 15 this year, also seeks to improve audit quality in public sector banks and increase the tenure of directors other than the chairperson and whole-time directors in cooperative banks. The U.S. Federal Reserve has left its key short-term interest rate unchanged for the fifth time this year, brushing off repeated calls from President Donald Trump for a cut. The Fed's decision last night leaves its key short-term rate at about 4.3%, where it has stood after the central bank reduced it three times last year. In cricket, India will look to level the five-match Anderson-Tendulkar Test series as they face England in the final and decisive test at the Oval Ground in London today. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. IST. India, currently trailing 2-1 in the series, have made key change with Dhruv Jurel coming in for the injured Rishabh Pant. However, Captain Shubman Gill has kept the final team selection under wraps. England are also making several changes. The organisers of the World Championships of Legends have called off the semi-final clash between the Indian champions and the Pakistani champions after the Indian players refused to play against Pakistan. The Indians, who had started the tournament by forfeiting their league match against Pakistan because of the country's support of terrorists and its role in the Pahalgam terror attack, pulled out of the game owing to the tremendous pressure and sentiments against the neighbouring country and conveyed their decision to the organisers yesterday. Ayush Mahatre will lead the Indian under-19 team on a multi-format tour of Australia starting September 21. India will play 3 one-day matches and 2 four-day games against the Australian under-19 team in what is expected to be a tough but valuable experience for the next generation of cricketers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.